This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kurt Toftland is my guest in this portion of the program. He is the director of an innovative theater program that operates within the walls of the Luther Luckett Correctional Complex in LaGrange, Kentucky. It's called Shakespeare Behind Bars, and its goal is to allow inmates a way to explore personal and social issues through the plays of William Shakespeare. A film about the program has been made, also called Shakespeare Behind Bars. It follows inmates as they prepare to stage The Tempest. The award-winning film was directed by Hank Rogerson. Shakespeare Behind Bars will be screened tonight at the Normal Theater in Normal, Illinois at 7 o'clock. And my guest, Kurt Toftland, will be on hand to take questions from the audience. Admission to the event, which is being presented by the Illinois Shakespeare Festival and the Documentary Project in association with Illinois State University, is free. Kurt Toftland, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. What inspired you to create Shakespeare Behind Bars?
Well, it really is a life process. I have always believed in the power of theater to transform human behavior, that theater is more than just entertainment. Theater is the examination of the human condition. And examining the human condition, we should learn something from it in reflection. And it's really only through reflection that human beings can change human behavior. And I've always worked with the, quote, underdogs, underclass, that been a population that's always fascinated me. My heart always went out to those people. So it was a natural and a logical progression that eventually one day I would end up going to the place where the worst of us are kept, and I believe very strongly that could have an impact on those men and women that are incarcerated. I didn't believe that everyone that was behind the wire, the razor wire, was a Charles Manson, much the way the media portrays what prisons are, that there were human beings that were like I was that had made significant mistakes. And I also believe as a human being in the power of mercy and the power of forgiveness, the power of redemption. And I don't think that you necessarily have to be branded with the worst thing that you've done, that you have the capacity, human beings have the capacity to change, that I wouldn't want to be remembered for the worst thing that I did, or nor would I want to live my life by always being the subject of the worst thing that I did, that I didn't have the power to do something differently.
Yeah. Well, the themes of The Tempest are repentance and forgiveness. What happens during the course of studying and playing the roles in this particular Shakespearean play?
Well, our process is a very long process. It's about a 9-month process, and that's what the film covers, is the beginning, the very beginning, which happens with the casting, and the casting, the actors select what roles they're going to be playing, and so there's conflict resolution that happens even prior to the beginning of the process, because several guys may want to play the same role. And I don't intervene. They have to work it out, decide who's going to do what, and it culminates then in performances 9 months later for not only inmate audiences but a public audience. And we were allowed with this production to become the first prison theater company in the country to tour to other prisons and take the show to them. And in that process, that 9-month process, there are many discoveries that are made, because it isn't about just blocking, putting a play on. You can do that in a relatively short period of time, but it's about examining the characters, examining them detail about what motivates them to do what it is that they do. The story and theme of The Tempest, as you said, is about forgiveness. Here is a man who was the leader in his country, who was overthrown by his brother and put into a rickety boat that leaked and sent out to sea, and the hope was is that he would die at sea. He doesn't. He happens to have magical powers, and he ends up on an island, and for 12 years he works and works to be more and more powerful. A magician, because he knows there's going to be a point off in time where all of his enemies are going to be going by the island, and when they go by, he creates a storm that shipwrecks them. So what he's after is revenge. He has been displaced. He's been sent to what his brother thinks is his death. The king has been implicated in this process, so the king is on the ship, and his son is on the ship, and his brother, and the king's brother, and Prospero is really going to wreak revenge. And what he discovers through their struggle and through the fact that his daughter, who's now come of age, falls in love with the king's son, and he witnesses the power of love, that he finds within himself the capacity to forgive his brother. And these men that I work with yearn for nothing more than forgiveness. They take responsibility for their crime. They wish they could take it back. They can't. And I also tell them that they can't ask their victims for forgiveness, that forgiveness has to be given free and openly, that that's the gift that the victim gives to the perpetrator. And yet they want that. They wish for it. It may never come. But it doesn't mean that they can't live their life to do good in the world, whether it's behind the wire. Some of my men will never probably get out of prison. It doesn't mean they can't live a good and productive life, because they have much influence on young people that are coming into prison to help steer them in the right direction. And we have 35 guys over the 14 years we've been in existence that have come to the street either through parole or serve out, and none of them have gone back to prison for committing new crimes. So recidivism is zero. National average recidivism is 70%.
Are there programs like this one elsewhere in the country?
There are programs. These are really programs that get at the human heart. Aristotle said a couple thousand years ago very wisely that educating the human mind without educating the heart is no education at all. You can't change human behavior unless you change the heart. So there are programs that exist that are programs that work to change the heart. Shakespeare Behind Bars is one of those programs. There are programs in the country that use theater to help do that. And there are programs more and more now. When I started the program in the early 90s, I had no idea that there what existed out there, because we're not a network of people. And I thought once we got some national exposure that, now people will come forward and say, I've been doing this, and we can learn from each other. What I discovered is that we are, in essence, the grandmother of many programs. We've spawned programs that mirror us in other prisons. Certainly theater has been involved in prisons for a longer period of time than we have, but not necessarily with just the use of exclusively William Shakespeare's works.
Mm-hmm. What do viewers of Hank Rogerson's documentary film, Shakespeare Behind Bars, come away with at the end?
Well, the interesting thing about that is it speaks to many different audiences. It's a very diverse group of people that come to view the film. We travel around the country to college campuses like this and screen the film and do talkbacks with the audience and also master classes. That's an interesting mix. I love the mix that we're doing here in Bloomington Normal, in that it's a community, it's open to the community, so I hope people will come not only from the university world but also from the community world. And their reactions are very broad and very diverse, because it speaks on so many different levels. It isn't just about criminology. It isn't just about sociology. It isn't just about Shakespeare and English. It's about humanity. Mm. That's the power of the film. It's about the human condition. There are men and women that are locked up behind the wire that are our brothers and our sisters. They are not monsters. They've done monstrous things, but that's not the core of who they are, and we have to call forth the goodness that exists in them, and we have to help them to reflect on the crime, to take responsibility. It's only in reflection that you change human behavior. It's only with the ability to being able to look back on our past actions that help us understand the way that we can avoid creating those same kinds of circumstances.
Mm. Thank you so much for your work and for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us on your show and getting the word out about the documentary.
Kurt Topland is the director of an innovative theater program that operates within the walls of the Luther Luckett Correctional Complex in LaGrange, Kentucky. It's called Shakespeare Behind Bars. A film about the program has been made. It's also called Shakespeare Behind Bars. It follows inmates as they prepare to stage The Tempest. The award-winning film was directed by Hank Rogerson. It will be screened tonight at the Normal Theater in Normal, Illinois, at 7 o'clock. And Kurt Topland will be on hand to take questions from the audience. Admission to the event is free.